Hello, my name is Khan Lee, a Senior Research Scientist at Eventualsoft Inc. Today, I'm presenting our work on non-invasive assessment of elevated LVDP using a small portable device designed for telemonitoring. This is a joint work with our colleagues at the Mount Sinai Medical Center. Left ventricular end-diastolic pressure, or LVDP, provides crucial information on the left ventricle operating compliance and is a key marker for congestive heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. The diagnosis and monitoring of the left-sided filling pressure often require invasive procedures. Hemotag, as seen from Figure 1, is a T-shaped, small, intelligent, portable, non-invasive device for left ventricular dysfunction assessment developed by us at Eventualsoft. Using microsensors to capture cardiac vibrations and electrocardiogram, or ECG, transduced via thoracic electrodes with one-touch mobile app acquisition, automatic cloud upload, and AI-powered, accurate, actionable cardiac diagnostic reporting via secure cloud-based storage and visualization. It is a viable option to measure cardiac time intervals, or CTIs, surrogate markers of hemodynamics and intracardiac pressure. In this study, diastolic to systolic time ratio, DSR, and systolic time ratio, STR, along with the patient's age, height, and weight, were assessed as valid markers for elevated LVDP, compared against the gold standard left heart catheterization LVDP measurement. 44 female and 49 male patients were recruited in our clinical trial at Mount Sinai Medical Center, with the mean LVDP measured during cardiac catheterization. Simultaneously, Hemotag generated CTIs, including systolic time, ST, defined as the time interval from the mitral valve closure, MVC, to aortic valve closure, AVC, diastolic time, DT, defined as AVC to MVC, STR, defined as the ratio between aortic valve opening and the time interval between aortic valve opening and aortic valve closure, and DSR, defined as diastolic time over systolic time. The predictability value of non-invasively Hemotag-derived CTI ratios, plus biological information of age, height, and weight, were assessed to determine elevated LVDP, defined as above 15 millimeter mercury. Logistic regression analysis between the markers and LVDP was performed. Sensitivity, specificity, correlation, and p-values were calculated. Mean age for the female patients was 69.41, plus minus one standard deviation of 11.84. The mean LVDP was 17.2, plus minus 6.17 millimeter mercury. For the male patients, the mean age was 63.12, plus minus 10.8, and the average LVDP was 16.57, plus minus 5.42. For more detailed clinical and demographic characteristics of the patients, please refer to Table 1. Using logistic regression with DSR, STR, age, height, and weight as features, a sensitivity of 88%, specificity of 94.74%, area under the curve AUC of 0.94, correlation coefficient R of 0.74, and p-value of 4.31 times 10 to the minus 6 were obtained for female patients. Using diastolic time normalized by heart rate, STR, age, height, and weight, a sensitivity of 89.29%, specificity of 71.43%, AUC of 0.79, R of 0.4, and a p-value of 0.0419 were obtained in the male patients. In conclusion, Hemotag detected elevated LVDP with high sensitivity and high specificity for both female and male patients. This preliminary study has demonstrated the feasibility of estimating LVDP using a portable, non-invasive device that empowers patients to transmit such data from home instantaneously to providers. Further studies are required to validate Hemotag as a point-of-care, non-invasive assessment for heart failure and pulmonary hypertension patients. If you're interested in our research, please feel free to contact us at khan, that's KAN, @eventualsoft.com. Thank you very much.